Well, think of all the times in the Bible, which we often, unfortunately, don't think about, where we are told that God delights. The Father delights in His Son. The Father delights in His children. Think about Zephaniah chapter 4, where it says God loves us and sings over us with gladness. Four Hebrew words in that that semantic domain of happiness. Four different words are used in that passage, speaking not simply about how happy God has called upon us to be, but how happy He is that He sings over us with gladness. He sings over us with joy, with pleasure. Some translations translate the words in different ways, but gladness, happiness, joy. There are four different words, but what's strange is one translation, actually one of my favorites, and I won't even mention which it is, lest it sound like I'm putting it down, which I'm not intending to. But though there are four different words for joy in that passage, one of the major translations renders them all joy or joyful. And it's really odd because you have four different Hebrew words that are trying to round out just this huge view of overlapping meanings of different words saying at their heart the same thing about gladness, happiness, joy, desire. But when it when they're all translated as joy, I think it relates to the translator's bias that they've heard and that they've believed that joy is the only really spiritual expression of happiness, gladness, merriment, or whatever it is. But it's not. And then if you go to the book of 1 Timothy, in chapter 1 and chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, you have a God called the Blessed God. Now, that's the English translation in most of our translations, not all of them, but most of them. And so we see the Blessed God. Well, what do we think of when we think of the Blessed God? Well, the Greek word is Makarios, and you look that up in any Greek dictionary, any Greek lexicon, and you will find the primary meaning of this word expressed in English is happy. God is calling Himself, in His inspired word, the happy God. Paul is calling God, under inspiration, the happy God in chapter 1 and chapter 6. And I think we should look at that and say, okay, and I've read several commentators say, well, it's probably good to translate blessed because it seems blasphemous to call God happy. And the question I think is, why would we think it would be blasphemous to call God happy? He is by nature happy. I think sometimes, Georgine, we look around and we look at this world with all the sin, and we know the Bible clearly shows God is unhappy with sin. So we conclude then, well, yeah, but the world's full of sin, so God must be unhappy all the time. But what we fail to recognize is that sin is a temporary condition in the universe. In the beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who delight in each other, and this is my Son, the Beloved One, and in whom I am well pleased. Another way to translate that is with whom I am very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lived in this happy communion with each other before they created the world. That happiness is part of their nature and their character. Yes, in God's holiness, He has selective unhappiness with sin, but that doesn't rob Him of His essential happiness that's in His being, that 1 Timothy 1 and 6 speak of. And one day, the sin problem will be forever done with, and we will live in the new heavens and the new earth, and no more sin, no more suffering, no more death, no more curse. And God will maintain His eternal happiness. And then He says, enter into your master's happiness.